To Janie's strange eyes, everything in the Everglades was big and new. Big Lake Okeechobee, big beans, big cane, big weeds, big everything. Weeds that did well to grow waist high up the state were 8 and often 10 feet tall down there. Ground so rich that everything went wild. Volunteer cane just taking the place. Dirt roads so rich and black that a half mile of it would have fertilized a Kansas wheat field. Wild cane on either side of the road, hiding the rest of the world. People wild, too. Season don't open up till the last of September, but we had to get here ahead of time to get us a room, T-Cake explained. 2 weeks from now, it'll be so many folks down here, they won't be looking for rooms. They'll be just looking for somewhere to sleep. Now we got a chance to get a room at the hotel where they got a bathtub. You can't live on the muck without you take a bath every day. Dude, that muck'll itch you like ants. Tain't but one place round here with a bathtub. Tain't nowhere near enough rooms. What we gonna do round here? All day I'm picking beans. All night I'm picking my box and rolling dice. Between the beans and the dice, I can't lose. I'm going right now to pick me up a job of work with the best man on the muck before the rest of them gets here. You can always get jobs down here in the season, but not with the right folks.
When does the job open up, Tea Cake? Everybody around here looks like they're waiting, too.
That's right. The big men have a certain time to open up the season just like in everything else. My boss man didn't get sufficient seed. He's out hunting up a few more bushels. Then we's going to planting.
Bushels?
Yeah, bushels. This ain't no game for pennies. Poor man ain't got no business at the show. The very next day, he burst into the room in high excitement. Boss done bought out another man and want me down on the lake. He got houses for the first ones that get there. Let's go. They rattled 9 miles in a borrowed car to the quarters that squatted so close that only the dike separated them from the great, sprawling Okeechobee. Janie fussed round the shack making a home while Tea Cake planted beans. After hours, they fished. Every now and then, they'd run across a party of Indians in their long, narrow dugouts, calmly winning their living in the trackless ways of the glades. Finally, the beans were in. Nothing much to do but wait to pick them. Tea Cake picked his box a great deal for Janie, but he still didn't have enough to do. No need of gambling yet. The people who were pouring in were broke. They didn't come bringing money. They were coming to make some. Tell you what, Janie, let's buy us some shooting tools and go hunting around here.
That would be fine, Tea Cake, except you know I can't shoot. But I'd love to go with you.
Oh, you needs to learn how. Tain't no need of you not knowing how to handle shooting tools. Even if you didn't ever find no game, it's always some trashy rascal that needs a good killing. He laughed. Let's go into Palm Beach and spend some of our money.
Every day they were practicing. Tea Cake made her shoot at little things just to give her good aim. Pistol and shotgun and rifle. It got so the others stood around and watched them. Some of the men would beg for a shot at the target themselves. It was the most exciting thing on the muck, better than the juke and the pool room, unless some special band was playing for a dance. And the thing that got everybody was the way Janie caught on. She got to the place. She could shoot a hawk out of a pine tree and not tear him up, shoot his head off. She got to be a better shot than Tea Cake. They'd go out any late afternoon and come back loaded down with game. One night, they got a boat and went out hunting alligators, shining their phosphorescent eyes and shooting them in the dark. They could sell the hides and teeth in Palm Beach, besides having fun together till work got pressing. Day by day now, the hordes of workers poured in. Some came limping in with their shoes and sore feet from walking. It's hard trying to follow your shoe instead of your shoe following you. They came in wagons from way up in Georgia, and they came in truckloads from east, west, north, and south. permanent transients with no attachments, and tired-looking men with their families and dogs and flivvers. All night, all day, hurrying to pick beans. Skillets, beds, patched-up spare inner tubes, all hanging and dangling from the ancient cars on the outside, and hopeful humanity herded and hovered on the inside, chugging onto the muck. People ugly from ignorance and broken from being poor. All night now, the jukes clanged and clamored, pianos living three lifetimes in one, blues made and used right on the spot, dancing, fighting, singing, crying, laughing, winning and losing love every hour. Work all day for money, fight all night for love, the rich black earth clinging to bodies and biting the skin like ants. Finally, no more sleeping places. Men made big fires, and 50 or 60 men slept around each fire, but they had to pay the man whose land they slept on. He ran the fire just like his boarding place for pay, but nobody cared. They made good money, even to the children, so they spent good money. Next month, the next year were other times. No need to mix them up with the present. Tea Cake's house was a magnet, the unauthorized center of the job. The way he would sit in the doorway and play his guitar made people stop and listen, and maybe disappoint the juke for that night. He was always laughing and full of fun, too. He kept everybody laughing in the bean field. Janie stayed home and boiled big pots of black-eyed peas and rice, sometimes baked big pans of navy beans with plenty of sugar and hunks of bacon laying on top. That was something Tea Cake loved. So no matter if Janie had fixed beans two or three times during the week, they had baked beans again on Sunday. She always had some kind of dessert, too, as Tea Cake said it gave a man something to taper off on. Sometimes she'd straighten out the two-room house and take the rifle and have fried rabbit for supper when Tea Cake got home. She didn't leave him itching and scratching in his work clothes, either. The kettle of hot water was already waiting when he got in. Then Tea Cake took to popping into the kitchen door at odd hours, between breakfast and dinner sometimes. Then often around 2 o'clock he'd come home and tease and wrestle with her for a half an hour and slip on back to work. So one day she asked him about it. "Tea Cake, what you doing back in the quarters when everybody else is still working?" "Come to see about you. The booker man liable to tote you off whilst I'm gone." "'Tain't no booker man got me to study about. Maybe you think I ain't treating you right and you watching me." No, Janie, I know better than that. But since you got that in your head, I'll have to tell you the real truth so you can know." "Janie, I gets lonesome out there all day without you. After this, you better come get a job or work out there like the rest of the women so I won't be losing time coming home." "TK, you's a mess. Can't do without me that little time." "Ain't no little time. It's near about all day." So the very next morning, Janie got ready to pick beans along with Tea Cake. There was a suppressed murmur when she picked up a basket and went to work. She was already getting to be a special case on the muck. It was generally assumed that she thought herself too good to work like the rest of the women, and that Tea Cake pumped her up to that. But all day long, the romping and playing they carried on behind the boss's back made her popular right away. It got the whole field to playing off and on. Then Tea Cake would help get supper afterwards. "You don't think I'm trying to get out of taking care of you, do you, Janie? 'Cause I asked you to work alongside of me?" Tea Cake asked her at the end of her first week in the field. "Oh, no, honey. I likes it. It's more nicer than sitting around these quarters all day." Clerking in that store was hard. But here, we ain't got nothing to do but our work and come home and love.